The conflict between the Syrian government and the pro-democracy movement has, according to all reports, intensified since Saturday, when the UN Security Council failed to pass a resolution aimed at bringing an end to the violence. Fighting has continued in Syria for 11 months now. But, according to the Russian ambassador to the UN, had Western powers been more patient during the negotiations, an agreement could have been found.
On Syria, we are trying to do the right thing. We take our decisions. I regret the fact that there was a veto on Saturday. I think had we worked for two or three more days, we could have had a resolution which could be unanimously adopted today or tomorrow. Our Western colleagues are complaining about us. I could say that we were let down by them, by their impatience.
Both Russia and China vetoed the resolution, which was tabled by Morocco and backed by the Arab League group of nations. The resolution called for an end to violence and a Syrian-led transition to a democratic political system. Russia says the resolution was unbalanced, as it didn't call on the Syrian opposition to distance itself from extremist groups. The Russians are now taking a different diplomatic tack, with the foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, travelling to the Syrian capital, Damascus, on Tuesday to meet with President Bashar al-Assad. Speaking in New York, Ambassador Churkin said it was unlikely the Security Council would now find a solution.
If there is an opportunity to do something in the Security Council which will not create another falling out, we'll try to take that opportunity. But at this point, unfortunately, I don't see any room for constructive work in the Security Council. But we're not ruling anything out.
The international community continues to call for the killing in Syria to stop. On Tuesday, the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, said that at least 400 children have been killed in the conflict so far. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations, New York.